Macau adjusts budget to reflect slow gaming revenue growth. The government of Macau has reportedly adjusted its 2025 gross gaming revenue forecast from 240 billion Macanese Patacas to 228 billion Macanese Patacas due to slower economic recovery and global uncertainties. In a legislative session held this week, Secretary for Economy and Finance Tai Kin Ip informed assembly members that average monthly revenue as of May was 19.5 billion Macanese Patacas, below the projected 20 billion Macanese Patacas. If the current trend persists, he warned that year-end numbers will likely fall short of initial projections. The updated budget plan accounts for lower-than-expected casino revenue and allocates more funds to support public welfare programs. These include an additional 8.36 billion Macanese Patacas for pension payments, disability benefits, and childcare subsidies and 2.95 billion Macanese Patacas for community stimulus programs from March to June. In the adjusted financial plan, total income estimates now stand at 116.5 billion Macanese Patacas, while expenditure is set at 116.2 billion Macanese Patacas. The budget surplus is expected to be 287 million Macanese Patacas, which is substantially less than earlier estimates. According to Tai, the government is committed to managing its finances responsibly and will take measures, such as departmental spending controls, to maintain stability. Satellite casinos shut down. This development comes as Macau prepares to implement major reforms to its casino industry, starting January 1, 2026. The regulations, which specifically focus on concessionaires and their satellite casinos, aim to bring greater oversight and accountability to the industry. As the transition period ends, the three concessionaires have announced their plans for the future. Melco will be closing its Seoul Satellite Casino, Grand Dragon Casino, and three Mocha Club locations. SJM Resorts has also announced that it would shut down seven satellite casinos while maintaining operations at two.